Well, good morning, everybody. Two people can look at the same thing and see it really quite differently. And I think we have examples in all of our readings of that. In the first reading, you got Jesse with all his sons. You got Samuel. You got Eliab. And they're looking. And when they see David, all they see is a scrawny weakling. But when God looks at him, he sees my next king. In the second reading, St. Paul, he's saying, you guys, you're seeing all this darkness. And maybe you think that there's just darkness all over. But what God sees is the opportunity for light to be brought into all of those places. And the gospel is a very lengthy gospel, but quite a beautiful one. We see the authorities convene an interrogation, interviews, and all this stuff. And they're trying to prove that this man born blind, that this thing was just a hoax. It wasn't even the real guy. It was a different guy. It was this, or it's all trick, or at best a coincidence. But don't you see, when the world looks and sees coincidence, we see miracle. Because don't you see this? The first reading said it really well. Not as man sees, does God see. Man sees the appearance, but God sees into the heart. Our goal, and we were talking a little bit about this at OCIA last week. Being Catholic isn't just doing this thing, not doing that thing, believing this. It's to have a vision of, it's to have the eyes of Jesus. It's to see as he sees everything. I was thinking a few weeks ago after the Spanish Mass, there was this first grader, I was over here, and it's like he wanted to give me a lesson of what everything is in the sanctuary. And so he pointed to the bells, and he says, these are the bells. I said, yes, they are. And then he points to that red candle, and he goes, and that's the light that shows that Jesus is home. And I go, that's beautiful. Who's your priest, you know? But anyway, who's your parents, really? I mean, but that kid looked at that candle, and a person without faith looks and says, oh, that's just a candle. But for us Catholics, like, that's the most beautiful sight in the world, because it tells us in our souls that in that tabernacle, God is home. Like, he's here. And that's the difference that faith makes. A person without faith would look at this beautiful church and say, well, that's a real nice piece of architecture. We look at it, and the reason we're investing in it so much is because this is where heaven and earth meet and come together. To have the eyes of faith, it changes everything. It truly does. Jesus gives us this new vision, to have the eyes of Christ, to see beneath the surface of things. And this is Laetare Sunday. I always feel like a bottle of Pepto-Bismol up here. But this is the thing to rejoice about, is that when we can see as he sees, everything becomes beautiful. You know, when we people of faith, when we see a pregnant woman, we see God knitting together a human being in that beautiful woman's womb. When we see a beggar, we see a child of God with the same dignity that the Pope has. When we see a sinner, we see somebody who's wounded and hurting. When we see that difficult thing, whatever it is that is in front of us that we're dealing with, we see the cross waiting to be embraced and kissed as we will kiss it on Good Friday. When we see an abundance in our lives of whatever, we see an opportunity, be generous. When we see a lack in our life, we see an opportunity to grow in trust and in faith in the good Jesus. It just changes everything. Remember when Peter, James, and John go up to Transfiguration, Mount Tabor, and they come down, all they see is God. And this is the eyes of faith. And that's what we pray to have. And Pope Francis, he always said, if you don't have faith, then everything, you're just like a bunch of robots, you know. He said, we sleepwalk through life. But to have faith is to see God at work everywhere, in every person, in every circumstance, in every situation of life. We see God. Even in our sufferings, we see an opportunity to be more connected to Christ on the cross. And even in death, we see death with eyes of faith as the portal through which we go to life, eternal. It just changes everything. A person without faith, in a few moments, would look onto this altar and see a simple piece of bread and a cup of common wine. But we see the sacrifice of Jesus. We see Jesus giving us on this altar of the cross his body, blood, soul, and divinity for the reconciliation of our souls. Folks, to have the eyes of the Lord, that's the invitation that our God gives us today. And that is our joy, and that is our holiness. And that is our life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.